Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Festive, timely with this one. This one of your favorites, you?
Nah.
No.
One of Ross Tucker's favorites, though.
And there's no question about that. Joining us right now, as he does every Tuesday around this time, Ross Tucker. Follow him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL.
Ross,
how you doing today?
I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great because the Eagles don't lose anymore, Ross. And they just keep stacking these big wins. Ross, Sunday in Baltimore against the Ravens. I just continue to be blown away by this defense. And I know it should have been evident 6 weeks ago, but it's evident. Like, I can't ignore it anymore. Ross, it feels like they're the best defense in the NFL. Would you agree? How great do you think this defense is right now?
Well, I do think they're the best defense in the NFL, and I think statistically they've proven that since the bye. And I think that's, more than anything else, the biggest reason why the Eagles have such a good chance to win the Super Bowl. You know, it's so funny because we weren't really talking about their defense that much in the offseason or even earlier in the season, or really even, you know, more recently. It feels like more of the talk has been Saquon. I feel like Sunday, for them to do it against Baltimore, this Ravens offense is awesome. Like, electric what Lamar Jackson has done this year. For them to hold those guys to basically 12 points, and then they got a garbage touchdown late. Now, listen, I know that Justin Tucker missed some kicks, and that absolutely impacted the game. Still, I thought was a very, very favorable performance for a defense that didn't even have one of their better players in Darius Slay.
You know, Ross, I'm curious, what do you see when you see Zach Bond play? What do you see from him, and why is he having so much success at that linebacker spot?
It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And I mean that sincerely. You know, it's such a hard sport to play. It's so hard to get to the NFL, as you know, Hugh, and to excel. For a guy to basically switch positions
yes,
and play this well at the new position right away, and to have such good instincts at the new position right away. Now, a lot of that is just he's obviously a very smart player, and he's able to do the work during the week in preparation to have a good feel for what's coming. But I can't emphasize this enough. I mean, I've talked to the linebacker coach about this. I've talked to Fangio about this. They brought him here. They initially had him on the radar to be a rotational edge guy because the Saints had used him as an edge rusher at times and to be a plus special teams player. And then when Fangio and Jed King watched him, the linebacker coach, they saw a couple of snaps. It was less than 20, I think, they told me, I want to say, where when the team would motion or shift the tight end, he would have to go from being on the ball to an off the ball in the box. And they saw enough in those, whatever it was, 20 snaps to give him this opportunity. And it's just absolutely flourishing. You can have good signings or whatever. You can make good draft choices like Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean. Sometimes, you know, there is some good fortune. I think if they were being honest, even Fangio and Howie would tell you they weren't expecting this. They weren't expecting to be this good. Although I don't know if they even thought that. I mean, obviously they loved DeJean to move up to get him. I don't know if they thought he'd be this good right away, especially with as much time as he missed in camp.
Well, he did miss a lot of time, and since he's gotten the lineup, they haven't lost a football game. And that hit, Ross, let's talk about that hit he had on Derrick Henry and just the impact that DeJean has had. Because, yeah, if you had told me he'd be a starter right away, I said, oh, that makes sense. He was a really good player in college. Maybe should have been a first-round pick. But it feels like they had a huge weakness at the nickel spot with Avante Maddox the first month, and it's gone to a great strength. And that hit was like the exclamation point of his season so far.
No question, but what's crazy, Joe, is I think this is the third or fourth week I've been on with you guys, and we've talked about a Cooper DeJean play.
Yep.
You know, he had the Jamar Chase fourth and one. There was another one that was critical. That's the thing, is he's not just a good player. He's clutch, and that hit. Now, listen, you know, Henry had kind of just caught the ball, and I get that. It's not like Henry had a head of steam. It doesn't matter. It's the mindset. It's the confidence that gives the whole rest of the team. I saw a video with the whole sideline going absolutely crazy. I don't know what that celebration thing is that he did afterwards, but I'm here for it. I mean, it's I knew he would be good in coverage, but I don't think I knew he was this physical. You know, I mean, he had all the pick sixes at Iowa, was such a good punt returner. For him to be such a just straight up baller and physical like this, it's so important at that position. I mean, they play, you know, back in the day when there was 40 linemen, three linebackers, he's basically that linebacker. I mean, he's basically the third linebacker with as much as they play nickel. And he's showing that he can cover like a corner, but he can hit like and play physical like almost like a safety, maybe even more than a safety. It's almost like when I watch him, it's like you're watching Reed Blankenship, you know, on the tackling part of it and the run defense part of it, but then, you know, a very high-end corner on the coverage part. He's just he's a rare breed.
Go ahead, you.
No, I'm just about to say it. You didn't say anything when Ross said something about him gathering and tackling Derrick Henry like that, but you gave me a whole lot of heat. But that's not
the Hugh was trying to downplay the tackle.
No,
he was trying to downplay it, and I said, Ross, that was an awesome tackle.
I basically said the same thing that you said, and Joe gave me a lot of pushback.
So
that's
listen.
Neither here nor there.
No,
it was an amazing pure form tackle by Cooper DeJean. It looked awesome. If Derek had...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Henry had a head of steam. There's not a prayer in heck that would have happened.
Ross, thank you. See, I didn't say all that, but that's what I was thinking.
Hey,
it was a good tackle. Yeah. But this is the question I wanted to ask you, because we had Cooper DeJean on last night and he really, really downplayed it. But I just want to ask you, from your perspective, do you feel like tackling is contagious? Because when he got into the lineup, it felt to me like everybody had a conscious effort in that secondary to try to be better tacklers. So with that, do you think that tackling is contagious when it comes to stuff like that?
I think physicality is contagious. And the reason why I say that is I think you can tell when an offensive line has like a bully or two with it, and you can see the offensive lines that don't. I've always noticed that. You know, when John Runyon was here, and you know this, Hugh, the rest of the O-line, they weren't all like him, right?
Mm-mm.
But they were more than they otherwise would have been, because they saw what he did and they didn't want to look bad by comparison. So like Wellborn and Hank and those guys, they gave it a little bit more than they probably naturally would have. I think on defense, when you have guys out there laying the wood, I think you see the reaction on the sideline. You see the reaction. You want to be the one.
Yeah, you want to be a part
reaction.
Of that. Yeah, you want to be a
part
of that.
But I will say this. Quinyon is not afraid to hit. And then Gardner Johnson lays the wood. You know, we know Reed will hit people. So Slay's probably the only one that's not, you know, he's been around a long time. Slay's just trying to make sure he stays healthy and is there for the rest of the year. He's not really trying to lay people down. The other guys, I mean, that's who Reed is. That's who Gardner Johnson is. And Quinyon and Cooper DeJean, let's hope that's who they are. But right now, they're young bulls, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to show what they got.
Ross, how important is the number one seed? It feels like the two top teams in the NFC are clearly the Eagles and Lions. So I think the Packers at that third spot, they're dangerous. But Eagles, Lions, how important do you think the number one seed is? Because the Eagles obviously have a real chance now if they could finish strong here.
Very, very, very important. And I'll tell you why. There's a couple reasons. And by the way, I'll be on the call Thursday night, Packers, Lions.
Huge game.
Behind enemy lines there for the Westwood One with Ian Eagle. So I'll be scouting both of those teams in that game. So there's a couple reasons. One of which I think is super important for multiple reasons, is the bye. You know, we don't know who's going to be banged up or not for the Eagles at that time, but the Lions have a bunch of banged up guys. A bunch. I'm actually interviewing Alex Anzalone, their linebacker who broke his forearm for my show tomorrow, and that extra week for the Lions, that would really be critical to try to help get some more of their guys back. And for the Eagles, you don't know who that could be. I mean, I don't know. We're still waiting for more information on the Goddard injury. You don't know who else it could be as we move forward. But I think that the health part is gigantic. Playing one less game obviously helps. And then even if you just believe that they are on a collision course, I think I told you guys this before, I'll say it again. The atmosphere for the Lions-Rams playoff game last year, the first Lions playoff victory in 30 years, I was on the sideline for that. That was bonkers. I mean, that was a difference-making environment, I thought, for Detroit in that game. We know that Eagles home games have been a difference-making environment for the opposing teams, whoever come. Think about like the Vikings or the Niners. I mean, it is raucous at the link in the playoffs, I think it makes a big, big difference.
Yeah, I'll add one more, Ross, and I agree with you. I think it's really a big deal. I believe both the Eagles and Lions, Ross, had their byes in week five. So whoever doesn't get the bye is playing straight through from week six all the way, you know, potentially whatever that is, with week 21 would be the NFC championship. That, Ross, that's a lot of football in a row without any weeks off.
It's a terrific point. It's funny, I was on with guys in Houston today, and they're finally getting their bye, you know? So, and they played the Hall of Fame game. That does make a difference. I mean, that's a long stretch. I'm personally not a fan of the level of importance of the number one seed. I liked it better when the top two both got a bye. I think now the number one seed is way too important, way too heavily favored for those guys to get the bye and, you know, to get home field advantage, but I won't be complaining if it's the Eagles who get it.
Of course not. We appreciate it, Ross, as always. Have a great week, and we'll be listening on Thursday. That's a big game with the Packers Lions. Thank you, Ross.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There we go. Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL.